Before the doors opened to the Buffalo Museum of Science's lower lobby, hundreds were already lined up outside hoping to fill one of the hundreds of positions promised. Participating employers included retailers, healthcare, hospitality, and banking. Among the retailers was Kohl's, where Dawn Schick is an assistant store manager.
We're looking for all positions, mostly part-time positions, but I do have some full-time availabilities. We're looking to fill anywhere from 50 to 100. It would be great to have.
Also participating was Statler Tower. Connor Hawkins was greeting applicants at their table.
Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping looking for about 200 positions to fill now, between now and New Year's Eve for our inaugural ice ball. We've been open now maybe a couple of months. We've been doing a lot of banquets. We've probably hired about 100 people so far, and we're hoping to top that off with another 100 people. Maybe we'll get some today.
Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown says the participating companies offered guarantees that there are job openings that will be filled.
The companies were kind enough to guarantee collectively that they would be employing more than 1,200 people. So 1,200 plus people that come to this job fair that I've organized and put together with the help of these great employers will find employment.
Job seekers ranged from all ages, all ethnicities, and various backgrounds.
I just moved here from the West Coast, so I mean, I got here in August and I've been looking pretty heavily since August 1st. So,
well, I was laid off in that my job was, I'll say, terminated due to lack of activity in that field.
I'm a house mom coming into the work field.
How long have you been looking?
Since this year, about this year. I've been married 2 years. Had him doing the job, now it's my turn.
Oh, did your husband get laid off?
No, he was just unsuccessful in finding a job. So, my turn.
Whatever the background story, most of these people have been looking for work for a very long time. They hope the search is about to end. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.